Good evening and welcome to Get Started, Go Deeper, Ask a Whole Life Healing Coach. My name is Kay Spooner, and I'm glad to be with you this evening. Where I am in the central U.S., it is August 27th, 2020. So, again, welcome to our call. This call is being recorded and will be available in the resources section at dralexanderlloyd.com. Today we want to answer questions that might be in the way of your using the healing codes and other of Dr. Alex's processes effectively. Your questions are very important and will help to guide this call and make it valuable to you. So I ask you to please let us know what it is you need to ask so that we can talk about it. I can help, or someone else who's been using the codes for a long time can give their opinion or their experience. So let me now read the disclaimer before we begin. Tonight's session of Whole Life Healing Q&A is for informational and educational purposes only. What you hear from me are my opinions. The Healing Codes, Trilogy, and other of Dr. Alex's products are not intended to diagnose or treat any mental or physical condition or their symptoms. So if you have a condition that needs medical attention, please seek out a trusted medical professional. The Healing Codes deals with issues of the heart, and it's on these spiritual issues that will focus our attention. Okay. So again, welcome to the call. Again, my name is Kay Spooner, and I've been coaching with Dr. Alex for 17 full years now. And that just doesn't quite seem possible. I was on a call with Larry Napier, Dr. Alex's spiritual mentor, the other day, and I realized that I've been on those calls with Larry for 13 years. We started those in 07. It just doesn't seem possible that that's true, but I've gained a lot from that. Okay, so again, we'll answer your questions a little bit. What I'd like to do as we begin is to do a trilogy process. Last week, I added a little bit to it in the healing codes portion, in that I added some breathing that went with that came from a Wednesday session that Dr. Alex did, or a YouTube session that he did with question and answer on Wednesday about it 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it was about activating the vagus nerve. Now, I don't know much about the vagus nerve, but what Dr. Alex was talking about was some breathing, and then holding the breath, and then expelling the breath on a count that helped to calm the system. So I added that a couple of weeks ago when we did Trilogy, and several mentioned that they liked it that way, so I think maybe we'll try that again. So let's do, and I'll try to guide you. It's a little bit hard for me to guide you while I'm trying to do it because I'm not able to talk and breathe it like I'm supposed to at the same time. So you'll be patient with me, and we'll do it together. So get in mind something that's bothering you and that you would like to feel better about, or you'd like to be different in your body or your mind or your spirit, your heart, your circumstances, your relationships. And let's do a kind of general prayer about that, and then we will start with the trilogy. And I'll guide us through it. I hope you're familiar with it and that you can just follow. And I'll give a little more guidance than people who are used to using it every day, but maybe not as much guidance as somebody who doesn't know how. So we'll try to keep it balanced that way. All right. So first thing I'd like for you to do is just realize that you're here with this group who accept that these processes are good for us, that they're helpful and powerful, and that we help each other by doing them together. feel yourself in your chair. Get yourself here, not on whatever is going on in the other room or where you just came from or what you were just doing or have to get back to when we're done. So here we are together. I'd like for you to empty your lungs and then take a deep breath. So and then release. Scan from the top of your head to your feet and just see where the tension spots are. I can notice in myself I've got a little in my upper right shoulder. I've got a little on the back of my left arm. I've got a little. I've been sitting a little too much today, so I've got a little discomfort from that. My right knee's told me a while ago that it needed some attention. So you just scan your body and kind of notice those things. Okay, so now let's do trilogy together. And we're going to ask that, first of all, in the first process, the energy pathways would be open and working together so that all these processes can work to their fullest. And then in the healing code section, we'll ask that images, beliefs, and cellular memories would be found and opened and healed. The ones that are related to or are causing the issue that we're most concerned about now, that those would be filled with the love and light and life of God. So that healing might come. And then we'll, when we get to the last part, we'll do a little meditation about that too. So let's just begin with the tapping now. Inner eyebrow. I'm going to tap with my middle and ring finger on my right hand. You can do it however it feels comfortable to you. And outer eyebrow near the temple. And then under your eye, be careful, you can bruise there easily. Upper lip. Lower lip, chin. Collarbone, right near the midline. And then sore spot, wherever yours might be. Mine's down about 3 inches and out toward my armpit a couple inches. Center of the chest. Under the arm, below the nipple, on your hand now, beside the thumbnail, and then the index finger, middle finger. Go to the other side of your hand and tap by the pinky nail. And then the karate spot on the side of your hand. And now we'll do the 9G. So while you're tapping on the back of your hand between your ring finger and your pinky, we're going to do eye exercises. So hold your head still, but open eyes. And then close. And then open. Now look down left and down right. Move your eyes up and over to down left. And back up and over to down right. Hum. Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. And count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And I keep tapping on the back of my hand this whole time. And hum. All right. Finished there. Let's begin with the healing codes, and we're going to do it with the breathing that triggers the vagus nerve. So both hands bridge, and I want you to breathe in for 3 counts. Breathe in real deeply and quickly for 3 counts. hold for six counts. And out for nine counts. Both hands, Adam's apple, in for three counts. Hold. Out. Both hands, jaws, in for three counts. Hold. And out for nine counts. Both hands, temples, in for three counts. Hold. Out. Now, left palm to the base of your skull, actually touching your skin. Right palm to the forehead. In. Hold. Out. Switch your hands. Left hand forehead, right hand base of the skull. In. Hold. Out. Now both hands low belly, put your thumbs stacked up on your belly button and then let your hands fall on your low belly. And breathe in. Hold. Out. Okay, now we'll proceed to the third part of the trilogy, and that's going to have to do with the governing and conception meridians in our body. So move your hands, still in about the same position they were in your low belly. Move them down to the base of your torso as much as you can, and we're going to move right up the midline. And as we do, we're asking that this river of energy that flows through us might be filled with the love and light and life of God, then it might flow through open and balanced energy centers, and it might be powerful and effective. So we're moving right up the midline. I'm at my throat now, and now forehead, crown of the head, over the top to the base of the skull. Do that with both hands if you can. If you have difficulty doing that, do it with one hand. And if you're you can't do it with one hand all the way, then do as much as you can and picture it in your mind. Okay, so now we're going back to the base of the torso, and we're going to move up a little more slowly this time, and we're going to pay attention and see if there's a place that feels like it would just benefit from having a little more time with this river of energy that's flowing powerfully and abundantly. And if so, just stop there for a moment. Okay, when you're ready, finish up. doing this yourself, you can use as much time as you'd like right there. Okay. One more time. Let's go to the base of the torso, and we're just going to go up smoothly and quickly this time, right up the midline. Over the top. Base of the skull. Okay, relax. Deep breath in and out. And do that scan again and see if you notice anything that's changed. Okay. Thank you for joining me there. I hope that was helpful to you. I see since we started, we've gained some more people, so I'm glad of that. I hope you were able to join us somewhere along the way. If we get done visiting, get done with your questions this evening, and have some time left at the end of the session before the hour is finished, we'll do another one, and you can see how we're incorporating that breathing into the healing codes portion. Okay. Again, your questions are really important. So in order to ask a question, those of you who are came in with a keypad can press star 2 on your keypad, and it will raise your hand on my screen, and I'll be able to open your line then, and you can make your comment or question or whatever it is, for whatever reason you're here. And we appreciate your being here, and we're glad to have you. So be sure to help us with that. Those of you who are on the webcast, you have a chat box that is on your screen, and we would appreciate if you would type in any question or comment that you might have. And I'll try to get to those and back and forth. So does anyone want to go first? Can I have a star 2 hand? We want to make this helpful for you. So you're here for a reason, and I don't know what it is unless you tell me. So if you will, that would be good. We do have someone who has sent in something online, so let me just get to that first since we don't have a hand up. How do I code for the following situation? A person in my life is constantly complaining about the same issues in her life. In her mind, other people are always the perpetrators. She tells me the terrible things they have done and how annoyed or angry she is at people. I put up with a lot to allow her to let off steam, but I couldn't stand it anymore tonight and told her that I didn't want to take any more negativity from people. It did not end pleasantly. This was all done by text. Okay, so you're coding, to answer your question, think about what emotions that brings up in you. Are you feeling mean? Do you feel unloving? Do you feel that you've been unloving? Do you feel misunderstood or taken advantage of or put upon or... Think about what that is, what that emotion is. And then try to think of a time not related to this, back in your history, maybe even childhood if you can get that far, where you had that same kind of emotion. And then in your coding, I would use the basic trilogy, since, or if that's what you have, whatever process you have, the regular basic healing codes or trilogy or whatever it is. Use that process and put in the prayer blank the emotion that you're feeling and ask that any memories or images or beliefs connected to that, just like we did our prayer a while ago, images, beliefs, and cellular memories connected to that memory or that emotion would be found and opened and healed by infusing God's truth and love and light and life into the situation. And then proceed to do your coding. And what we would expect from that is that you will find that your emotion around it will lose its power, that the negative emotion will lose its power. So I would like to talk a little bit about your situation. I think sometimes we let things go on longer than they should and don't put up appropriate boundaries, and people get used to us being that way, and then when we let them know that it bothers us, it really does cause a problem in them anyway. And I suspect, since this person is likely to blame you now for what has happened, there may be some real impact in the relationship. So be sure that what you're doing as much as you can is in truth and in love in the present moment, and then do the best you can with that. And if you don't do it as well as you'd like, then ask forgiveness and try to do it again the next time. It doesn't mean we need to be doormats, or we need to take in other people's negative stuff. I have to do this myself occasionally. There's someone who lives in my house who often gets upset and comes to tell me all the things that have happened that I should be upset with. And I just say, and it upsets her more, I'm sorry, I can't get upset about that. I'm sorry it upsets you, and I'm sorry you're not feeling well about it, but I can't get angry about it, or whatever it is they're expecting me to do. So, and that doesn't always go over well, but at least it doesn't add any fuel to the fire. And hopefully it doesn't judge. It's not judgmental in that, you know, I'm not saying, well, you shouldn't do this or that or feel this or that way, you know. I just say, I wish you could find a way to be less angry, because it, you know, it's not good for you. But other than that, you know, I don't say that the issue shouldn't have upset them or whatever. But I don't know that I always deal with it right, but I hope that at least I deal with it lovingly. So I hope that's helpful. If not, you can follow up with another message, and I'll try to get back here and read it again and see what else I can do to help. Okay, so those on the phone now, it's your turn. Put your hand up and let's see what's going on with you. What has been your experience with the products or the codes or whatever it is you're using this week, or what questions do you have, or what comments on what you might have learned, or what might have shown up that you weren't expecting? All kinds of interesting things happen in our lives when we're allowing truth to come up in our hearts, come up out of our hearts into our consciousness. So you're welcome to share. And if you don't, we'll just code again and go back to what we want to do. So hello and welcome. We're just asking anyone who might have a question or a comment that they would like to make about their Healing Codes work or any of the other products of Dr. Alex's, the process, the reason for this call is for you to ask questions if something's in the way of your proceeding to use the products in a way that's helpful to you. So if you have a question, please press star 2, and I will see on my screen that you have a question. I can open your line, and you will have opportunity to to speak. And I'm waiting patiently for that input. Thank you, Patricia. I'm glad you're here.
Hi, Kay. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
That was me who submitted the web question. I was too upset.
Oh.
Yeah, I was too upset to do the call at the time.
Okay.
But I appreciate your answer. It's good.
Okay,
so
well, good.
Yeah, I'll think about how that works out. I'll implement
okay.
that. But I just also wanted to say, I don't know. So I'm supposed to really code on my own feelings, I guess, is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and then you can put her in the prayer if you want to for what's bothering her, but your own health and well-being is what you're working on mostly.
Well, this is a chronic situation, and part of the reason that I do keep these things in for so long is when I do address them, the person just throws them right back at me like it's a ping pong game, and they can't take any criticism, and it's they won't listen. They won't take in any suggestions or anything.
Yep.
It's hard.
So in that case, you know it's almost useless for you to try to do anything
that
changes them, so you have to change yourself.
But it was very worrying to keep hearing the same issue all the time, every time we...
Right.
I mean, so all the time, the same issue. And there are other many issues, too. The person basically is a chronic complainer.
Yeah.
And it's just very wearing, and I just didn't have the energy to listen this time, even though it was only on text. Even to read it on my texting, the same old thing all the time. And the worst part is...
Maybe you could ask a question. Maybe you could ask, what good things happened to you today? I'd like to hear about good things that have happened to you today. Otherwise...
It was couched in something that was pleasant.
Oh, I see. Oh, but
yeah.
it always turns bad no matter how you start out, huh? I got it.
I don't know. Very hard. And then when I lost my temper, I was upset about that because, you know, it's pretty poorly on the texting. I figured out why I lost it today, actually. And this is going to sound so bizarre, but I'll tell you, I had chocolate cookies last night and the night before. I am so sensitive to that. I cannot take in any caffeine whatsoever without, it's a real mood altering thing for me. And I haven't had coffee in quite a while. I've done without that, but I can't seem to tolerate any kind of it. It's terrible.
Wow. So you need to forgive yourself and then remember that, huh?
Well, the thing is, I can never have chocolate. This is terrible.
I don't know. Yeah, it is terrible.
It's terrible. I hardly have it, but when I do, I overdid that. I tend to overdo things if I do them at all. So I had a lot of cookies. It was really good, too. I hadn't had them in so long.
Okay.
But anyway.
It's helpful. It's helpful to know, to be aware enough to know what it is that's
it set me off.
A problem. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Boy. So, and that's it. I just can't tolerate any substances like that. Mm. It's terrible. Anyway, so.
I hope that'll heal, too, eventually.
Yeah, me, too. I've done pretty well as far as the coffee goes, because that was just getting to be too much, too awful, the consequences of that. But then so are these, apparently. All right. I'm working on it. Thanks.
Right. You're welcome. Thank you. Okay, star 2 on your phones. We'll raise your hand. We have some... numbers that I don't recognize as being regular callers to this line, so I'd really be interested to know why you called and what it is that you would like some input to for your healing code work. That's what I'm here for, and I've been here a long time, so I'm glad I think maybe we can come up with something that might help. Okay. Thank you. In Ontario, your line's open.
Hi, Kay. This is Lori calling.
Yes, Lori.
Hi. I've been struggling with some pretty serious health issues, and it kind of all started around when the pandemic started, so I think it's probably anxiety for the whole situation. And
yes.
The one cleared up is, like, I had constricted breathing. Like, it wasn't COVID-19 or anything, but because it started last fall. But that seems to be cleared up. And then all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, I had developed lymphedema in my abdomen. And I got a custom code and everything and for a couple set times around, you know. And then it seemed like it went away. I also did a bit of a fast, a water fast. And for a week now, I've been eating again. And just in the last 2 days, the lymphedema seems to be coming back again.
Oh.
So I'm just wondering what, you know.
I'm not a nutritionist, so you'll forgive me if I'm stepping out of bounds here.
Yeah.
When you added food back, did you add in some kind of process so that you could pay attention to what things might set you off?
I'm not really I'm not eating a big variety of things, so I can kind of track everything I've eaten. And I'm trying to also do a ketogenic diet, so I'm not having any carbs or very, very low carbs.
Mm-hmm.
And also not a lot of protein, kind of moderate protein. So that's kind of what I've been doing. But I've learned a little bit about lymphedema, about it being trapped proteins. So it could be that. I don't know if it has anything to do with salt. I also had some, for a few days I had some, like, Diet Coke. But then I stopped that, and then it got worse. So I don't know why that was.
Okay, well, we're way out of my field here for being able to tell you how you should eat. But
I was thinking more of
what are your emotions around this issue?
It's I have a issue because I live in a 2-story house and right now I'm struggling to get upstairs again, so I'm getting some panic around that and fear. So
what happens if you don't go upstairs?
Well, that's where the bedrooms are and stuff like that.
Oh,
so
I
it's a very, very small house. So I have to figure something out, and we can't really just up and move, and we're in the middle of a pandemic, and just so I think some of the pandemic stuff happens as well. Just the anxiety about that.
Yeah, right.
And so it's complicating things.
All right. So, panic, so fear, so lack
anxiety.
Of trust.
What was the last thing you said?
Lack of trust.
I don't know if I'm experiencing that, but I'm feeling very isolated, even more than a pandemic, you know, because I'm kind of isolated in my room, and everyone else can come and go, and I'm kind of struggling because I'm trying to get my body recovered so that I can function better. And I'm wondering if there's any sabotage with that now, because I think, well, if I leave the house again, it'll be too hard to get back upstairs. So maybe I'm sabotaging a little bit to avoid that. I don't know. But So I did get a custom code yesterday for panic attacks, because I feel like that's starting to develop, but I still need to figure out how to, you know, reverse it right now. It's troubling.
Okay.
Worse.
Okay. Well, so you're using the healing codes? Is that what you're using? What process are you using?
Mostly, I get custom codes from Johanna. And my emotions kind of I also have a lot of depression because this is discouraging that it's worse. But it's, I also had depression because of just the situation. And so I kind of rotate around depression and frustration and fear. Like, those are the kind of
okay.
the main emotions.
So you're putting all those in the prayer blank, right?
Well, when I get a custom code for panic attacks, I'm kind of only putting that in, but I should be
okay.
putting it all in.
Whatever is bothering you the most at the time, you can put in the prayer blank and use that,
okay.
use that code. The code that she gave you is the one that's the most effective for you for balancing your autonomic nervous system at the time.
Okay.
And so whatever emotions happen to be coming up or whatever things are bothering you most, you can put in the blank of the prayer and still use that same code.
Okay.
All right? Okay. So you don't need, you know, even though Dr. Alex's programs all have different codes for different things,
mm-hmm.
which is how we find, you know, what may be most useful to us, when we're given a custom code, that code is the most helpful to us at the, for whatever's going on in our lives at that time.
Well, when I asked Johanna, like, or I told her, like, about the reversal and also about panic attacks and about, I have nerve ending issues as well, like neuropathy and vision.
Mm-hmm.
So she told me out of those four, which one was bothering me the most. Is that just so she can make the custom code?
Yes.
That will
yes.
work for any.
Yeah, she
other
just.
Thing
she's just getting you to focus.
Okay.
yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I think. Yeah.
So that'll be helpful to make sure I put in the whatever the context is for that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what I would do. That's
okay.
what I would do. So thank you, Laurie. I'm glad you. I hope that was helpful in some
yeah.
way. I encourage you to continue.
Okay.
And to do your best to focus on the positive things.
Okay.
While you're doing your codes, okay? You put the negatives in the prayer and then focus on positive things while you're doing your codes.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay, good. Thank you. Okay, we've had some other folks join us, and you're welcome here. Thank you for joining us. My name is Kay, and if you want to ask a question concerning Dr. Alex's teaching or his different products or processes, if you would press star 2 on your phone, then I would be able to see your question or your hand on my screen and open your line so I can get to your question. Okay. There may be several of us who are having emotional issues or even physical issues related to this current situation in our country and the world with this virus, and not only with the virus but with the restrictions and things that are put upon us in order to try to help us keep from making each other sick. So those are more difficult for some than there are for others. I live in a very small town in the cattle and farming country in Kansas, and so I feel it very, very little. My life has not been altered all that much because of it. I live essentially by myself, and still go to church, but we have changed our church schedule so that we have more room in the building while we're there, and that kind of thing can spread out there. But and I go to the grocery store, and when I do that, I have to drive 40 miles to the grocery store. But when I get there, I put on my mask and do my shopping, and and then take my mask off and come home, and you know, that's about as much as I'm impacted. Other than not being able to see my great-grandchildren, I haven't been able to get to them since February, or some in December and some in February. But other than that, not a lot. But some of you are in areas where it is really impactful, where you're in towns that are really having a high incidence of the disease, or people being tested positive or whatever, and some maybe even in your family, or maybe even you've lost someone to this illness. And so if there's something in that you would like to talk about, you're welcome to. How you're using the codes, or what questions you have about how we might use them. The general process is figure out, ask yourself, what is the emotion that this is bringing up, and then put that emotion in your blank of your prayer, and do whatever code you're going to be doing. If you're going to be using the healing codes, or even trilogy, and you want to move through the 12 categories, you can put your emotion and the categories in the prayer blank, and let me just give you an example of that. For instance, if I were having an issue with feeling anxiety, let's just use that one since Lori brought it up. If I was having anxiety about this, I might start my prayer and ask that images and beliefs and cellular memories related to or causing anxiety and any unforgiveness issues related to that be found and opened and healed. And then the next time I did the code, I would ask that the anxiety and any harmful actions that were related to that. And the next time I would ask that anxiety and any unhealthy beliefs that were related to that. And then I would proceed through the love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, trust, humility, and self-control, and go right through all 12 of those categories, putting in the blank anxiety and whichever category I was on that day or at that time, and do the code so that you're coming at it from all the different facets of your life, all the different facets of those 12 categories. So that's how I often encourage people who've come for coaching, and we've done custom codes for a while, and then they want to know how to proceed after they're done with custom coding. And that's how I tell them to do it, to cycle through the 12 categories, putting the name of the category in the prayer blank and whatever issue it is that's bothering them, and doing the code, whichever one they have, whether it's the general, the healing code from the book, or the trilogy, or specific healing codes from the package, which would be one of the 24 codes that's given for each, that's given for the 12 categories, two for each of the categories, or whatever code you're using. If it's a custom one, like Lori was talking about having a custom code, she can use that way also. But that's how I suggest that people use the codes if they're coaching themselves through an issue and want to try to get to it from all the different directions. So I hope that was helpful, maybe or maybe not. I still don't have a hand up, and I'd be glad to have one. Star 2 to raise your hand, please. Well, okay. Let me just ask you this question. I'm not going to call on you, but I want you to use your Star 2 to give me some information. So, everyone, now, if you are familiar with Trilogy, that means you've been through Dr. Alex's little training videos on his website, If you're familiar with Trilogy, press star 2. Everyone who is, please do that so I can see. Okay, I'm going to erase that now, so you don't have to press star 2 again to clear it. I'm doing it for you. Okay, thank you very much. All right, so there are several now on the call who are not familiar with Trilogy, and I suggest that you do get familiar with it because it combines up to 12 of the most powerful energy healing modalities that have been known from 3,500 years ago to now. So it combines things like EFT, the tapping business. It uses breathing. It uses the healing codes and healing codes too, and also the emotion code, and work with the conception meridian, chakras, and all that stuff. So in all of that, we're doing the best we can at a little bit of time to use all those processes positively for our healing. So I would like to walk you through it now. I will try to give as much direction as I can without making it take us 30 minutes, because we want to go through it one time. When Dr. Alex goes through it one time, it takes him 3 minutes. So we're going to do it this time without the extra breathing that we did that first time through for those who were with me at the beginning of the call. We're just going to do it quickly through the healing codes portion. So let's begin. Get ready to do tapping. I use my middle finger and my ring finger on my right hand to do my tapping. You can do it however you want. I'm going to ask you to tap, and you tap until I tell you to go to the next spot, and it'll be pretty quick. So we're going to tap on the inner eyebrow near the bridge of your nose, and we're doing this to open the energy pathways and get them ready for healing. And now the outer eyebrow near your temple. Just gently, don't hurt yourself. You want to feel it, but that's all. Under the eye, be very careful here. You don't want to bruise under there. Now, your upper lip. Between your lower lip and your chin. Now tap the collarbone right near your midline. And now your sore spot, wherever that might be, if you have to find it later. Mine's down about 2 inches and out toward my armpit about 2 inches. Center of your chest, right behind your sternum. So we're going to, I use the flat of my fist for that. Under the arm. And now below the nipple. And now we're going to tap on the hand. So hold your left hand, or I'm using left hand, you may be doing it the other way. Palm down in front of you. We're going to tap beside your thumbnail nearest your body now. And now your index finger in the same general area. And your middle finger in the same general area. Now go around to the outside of your hand, away from your body, and tap on your pinky by your nail. And then on that muscle part of your hand where we would karate chop, that part of your hand, the side of your hand up from your pinky. Okay, now we're going to start tapping on the back of your hand between the ring finger and the pinky. And this is what we call the 9G, and we're going to do some eye exercises here while we're at it. So hold your head still, but open your eyes and then close and then open. Now look down left, down right, move your eyes up and over to down left, and then back up and over to down right. Going to hum. Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. And we're going to tap, or we're going to, excuse me, count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then we're going to hum again. Mm-hmm. All right, that completes the first portion of the trilogy. The second portion is the healing codes portion. So we'll do the prayer here. We pray and ask that images, beliefs, and cellular memories related to this issue, and we put the issue that's bothering you most here in the blank. Be found and opened and healed by infusing the truth and love, the light and life of God, into our hearts and souls and cells. So now we're going to hold both hands. We're going to point all 10 fingers at the bridge, just above the bridge of your nose. We're not touching the skin. We're just pointing like we're shining little flashlights there. Next, both hands, Adam's apple. Just breathe. Use your diaphragm to breathe. And just breathe as deeply as is comfortable. Don't stress yourself. Both hands, jaws. Now point at the back corner of your jaw, just below your ear. Both hands, temples. That's pretty self-explanatory. Now, use the palm of your hand and actually touch your skin at the base of your skull, your left hand. Your right hand, touch the skin with your palm on your forehead. Switch hands, left palm on your forehead and right palm at the base of the skull. Now, both hands on your low belly. So stack your thumbs, one thumb on your belly button and the other thumb right on top of that, and then just let your hands fall on your low belly. Okay, now we're going to do the third portion. And this involves the governing and conception meridian. So we're going to be moving right up the midline of the body. We're going to start at the base of the torso, as far down as you can get with your hands stacked, just like they were on that last healing code position. And we're going to move right up the midline of the body. And we're going to ask that this river of energy that flows through us might be filled with the love and light and life of God, that it might flow abundantly and powerfully through open and balanced energy centers. And we're moving right up through the 7 energy centers. So I'm moving relatively slowly, but now I'm at the forehead and then at the crown, and then I go to the base of the skull, and just go as far as you can. Don't put yourself in any kind of contortion or hurt yourself. If you can't do this with both hands, do it with one. And if you can't do it that way very well. Do as much as you can and picture in your mind doing the rest of it, going the rest of the way. So go down again with both hands to the base of the torso. We're going to go up this time. We're going to go slowly because we're going to just feel if there's any place that feels like it needs a little more attention. And I don't know how that feels to you. For me, it feels like if I get to some place and it needs more attention, it feels like I'm pushing a bubble. Now, I'm touching myself. I'm touching my body with my hands, but I'm not pushing hard. There's nothing to cause physically a sensation of pushing a bubble. But it just feels like that to me energetically. And I'm hitting it again here in my heart area and then my throat. So you pay attention to your own and notice where you need to give extra time. Okay, I'm moving on up to forehead and crown. And then to the base of the skull. Okay, we'll do that one more time, but we'll go just quickly and smoothly this time. We won't stop or slow down. So let's go to the base of the torso again, and here we go, right up the midline. Just as if we were frosting a cake, it would be that last little swirl, just smoothly. Okay, thank you. Now deep breath in and out. And sometimes when I think of it, I use the prayer again and I say thank you for finding and opening and healing those images, beliefs, and cellular memories related to my issue and for infusing my heart and soul and cells with your love and light and life and truth. Thank you. Okay. Thank you for joining me there. Does anybody have a question or a comment about that process we just did? I'll take a couple of minutes to see if we can, if you're not familiar. You can find training about that at dralexanderloyd.com. And then go look for the little search icon and ask for Trilogy Training. And there are several different videos there, and you can get a lot of training, and it's free. You can get that basic process that we just did for free with Dr. Alex's training you to do it. Okay. Well, if there are no other questions or comments, I'm going to open your lines and let you say goodnight to each other, and then we'll be done with the call. So please don't leave. If you had a question or a comment and you wanted to make it, please raise your hand with star 2 and let us know what it is. I don't want you to leave this call when you didn't get what you came to for. Okay. Good night, everyone, and thank you for being here.
Good night.
Bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.